USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Biden administration says they're talking with negotiators in the Middle East in an effort to extend a four-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Dave Collins reports.
Biden said the goal is to allow the release of more hostages. Speaking to reporters in Nantucket, Massachusetts, the president expressed relief over Sunday's release of 40-year-old Israeli-American Abigail Eidan and other hostages.
A Qatari spokesperson says 17 hostages held by the terrorists Hamas in the Gaza Strip were released yesterday. Israel released 39 Palestinians, all of whom are minors. It should be noted hundreds of hostages still remain in kidnapped custody by Hamas. Memorial services for First Lady Rosalynn Carter are set for today. She will lie in rest in the lobby of the Jimmy Carter's Presidential Library in Atlanta, Georgia, for public viewing. Rosalynn Carter's funeral will be held Wednesday in Plains, Georgia, where she'll be buried at the family residence. The wife of President Jimmy Carter passed away earlier this month at the age of 96. The cost of eggs may be going up very soon.
Due to a confirmed case of bird flu in a flock of 1.35 million chickens in Ohio's Union County, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has ordered the slaughter of all affected birds to contain the highly contagious virus. While the bird flu outbreak from 2022 has been less severe than in previous years, it has still led to the culling of 8.1 million birds this year, with 5.8 million birds culled in November alone, affecting several large egg farms in Iowa, Minnesota, and now Ohio. The widespread culling aims to control the virus spread, particularly among wild birds. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is Bill Nye the Science Guy's birthday, and yes, he is younger than uranium's alpha particles. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We all have and love leftovers from Thanksgiving, but how long do we have before we should toss them out?
Everyone is reminded to be safe when eating Thanksgiving leftovers. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, that food can safely be eaten up to 4 days if it was properly refrigerated and not left out for more than a couple of hours. I'm Skip Kelly.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, convicted of killing George Floyd, has been stabbed in prison over the weekend.
Out of Arizona, where Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd, stabbed in prison Friday. The Bureau of Prisons in a statement saying that Chauvin was stabbed by another inmate and seriously injured at the federal prison in Tucson. It's a medium security facility. Chauvin said to be in stable condition and is expected to survive.
That's Laura Winters reporting. The three-week-long Portland teacher strike is over. Yesterday, the school district and their teachers' union reached a tentative contract. The Portland Association of Teachers says it gives teachers pay raises, more time to prepare, and additional mental health supports for students. The missed school days because of the strike by the teachers' union will be made up by adding days in January, February, and April, and extending the school year by 3 days. Thanks for listening as we get this Monday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.